This is Trounced, a DCU's Batman, Young Justice Cartoon Universe, Hogwarts AU, written by Hearts Logos and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated G and contains the pairing Tim Drake, Roy Harper, with additional tags for Alternate Universe, Hogwarts. This is the fourth story in the series, House Rules. Roy hopes to holy hell that Jason doesn't notice the way he always sits at his face in the Slytherin table. God, don't notice. Roy is not looking forward to the inevitable conversation in which he admits that he's crushing on Jason's younger brother. He really, really isn't. It's not that Roy thinks Jason would be all overprotective or something like that. It's just that Roy knows that Jason is going to be such an asshole about it. Like, what even? How are you a human being? You are a being of pure malice. Or something. Something. At least Jason is preoccupied with other things, like house elf rights and the latest civil cases for the enslaved species, and unrecognized territories of centaurs and other non-human civilizations. To notice how Roy keeps finding ways to run into or hang out with his little brother. The point is, they're in the Great Hall and Roy sees Tim and his friend Rose walking with Jaime, a Ravenclaw, and Bart, a Hufflepuff, towards the Gryffindor table. It's not like the houses sit totally apart. Things aren't as separated as they were way back when. But there's still some old resentment toward the Slytherin house. So Roy can kind of understand the cautious looks some of the other Gryffindors are throwing Tim's way. It doesn't mean he has to like it. Mia waves at them, clearing space where she's sitting for them to sit with her. And when did they become friends? Like, what? Roy isn't even on real speaking terms with Tim yet. That is not fair. Tim is about to set his bag down, and Mia is already handing him half a muffin, when someone at the next table over, Ravenclaw, which is surprising because Ravenclaw isn't usually the house that does this kind of shit, whispers, loud enough for everyone to hear, quiet enough to shrug it off, I can't believe the Gryffindors are letting Slytherin filth at their table. And that's when every Slytherin in the hall freezes and hones in on that single Ravenclaw. Say whatever the hell you want about the Slytherins. The second you insult one of their own, they will condense all their brain power and anger on you and you alone until you are a smear on the ground. Roy feels Jason tense up next to him, starting to stand up. And Roy sees Cass rising from the Slytherin table, where she had previously been practically invisible, and starting to walk over. Dick looks like he's about to jinx that Ravenclaw to hell with the sheer power of his mind. And Roy, because Roy is a good friend, and this is what good friends do for their best friends, gets ready to get up and help Jason beat some shit. Tim's mouth is a fine line, and he's just staring at the Ravenclaw's back. Rose is standing up, probably getting ready to stab someone with a butter knife. What? I just said what we're all thinking, the Ravenclaw continues. It's weird. Everyone knows that Slytherins are bad news, and it's just plain wrong to see Drake and Wilson warming their way into our houses. How many times do we have to be betrayed or backstabbed by one of them for that to sink in? Just because some first years are too stupid to realize that they're being used? Jaime and Bart stand up, and Tim's nose flares as he lets out an angry hiss. Doesn't mean us upperclassmen have to stand for it. Jason has his wand out. And he's probably so angry that he's just going to jab it into the Ravenclaw's eye socket. And Roy wouldn't really be able to blame him. If someone talked about his little brother or sister like that, he'd probably forego the hexes and spells just to go ahead and stab someone too. And then something completely unexpected happens. Tim forces his friends to sit down, walks around the table until he's standing right behind the Ravenclaw, who's now partially turned around and glaring. Tim's face is a scary sort of calm and unreadable. "Excuse me," Tim says, a voice incredibly clear and bored sounding. "I'm sorry to interrupt your obviously well-thought-out and intentioned speech, but I think you need to check yourself before you wreck yourself, as us Muggleborns like to say." Roy hears Jason choke, and there are some snickers from around the hall. "Now," Tim continues, ignoring the laughter, "I may be a first year, so I don't know that much yet. But I would think that as a Ravenclaw, the house known for its pride in information and gathering of knowledge, even more so than Slytherin, you would have made some effort to get some sources for your conclusions. So, please correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that the world-renowned criminal Pamela Isley, also known as the Poison Ivy, was a Ravenclaw? In fact, she was one of the best Ravenclaws, smartest, and she even won her house some fame and recognition while she was in the school. Her and her best friend, the Harley Quinn? Am I incorrect?" The Ravenclaw sputters, and Tim just steamrolls on, turning to his friends, who just nod back at him like it's some sort of code. And then Tim just lets the floodgate open. One of the most common proverbs and sentiments known to almost every living being in the world is, "Don't judge a book by its cover." And I think we all know there's a lot of crossover between the houses. Gryffindors are brave, not stupid. Hufflepuffs are loyal, not unremarkable. Ravenclaws are smart, not nerds. Slytherins are cunning, not backstabbers. Now, since you apparently were not paying attention during year one history of magic, or perhaps you were only looking at Professor Bertinelli's breasts or something, let me give you some refreshers. Tim clears his throat. Gryffindor, while able to boast the production of some of the greatest witches and wizards in our generations, is also responsible for the Joker, also known as Jack Ripier, who is currently one of the worst threats to mankind in decades. And no offense, Rose. He doesn't even turn around, but Rose is giving him a thumbs up behind his back, and Tim just sucks in a deep breath and keeps going. Slade Wilson, a.k.a. Deathstroke the Terminator. Now, you would think that given those facts, you would also want to stigmatize the Gryffindors. The best and worst potential and all that. Moving on. Did you know that Hufflepuff is responsible for Enigma, the Riddler? No? Then maybe you're more familiar with some of the more famous Hufflepuff hiccups. Captain Boomerang, who, I think it was a year ago, killed an entire apartment building full of squibs and hate crime. Now, I would think that you would also be somewhat antagonistic toward the Hufflepuffs for that. And let's not even get started on Ravenclaw, Poison Ivy, Harley Quinn, the Scarecrow, and let's not forget Shiva, Hush, Dr. Light, and Cersei. The entire hall has fallen into a hush. Even the teachers. And Roy doesn't think he's ever seen Professor Bertinelli look so proud. Moving on to the Slytherin house. Yes, there is a startlingly high correlation between Slytherin house members and dark witches and wizards. But our house has also produced some highly esteemed names, such as the good Dr. Leslie Thompson, one of the best Aurors of our generation, Ms. Barda Free, one of the greatest witches in history, Zatanna, and the greatest wizard of our time, without question, Dr. Fate. Tim smiles. Of course you remember them. So while it's very easy to bundle everyone up into neat little labels, let's not forget that every person carries the ability to do both good and bad. After all, the potential for evil is often fed by the kind of small-minded hate and prejudice that you're displaying. No offense. I'm sure that you didn't mean that. And I'm sure you didn't mean to ignore all the other facts pointing to the fact that all the houses have some dark witches and wizards. But you're showing an awful attitude towards us underclassmen, and it's almost as if you're trying to force us into the position of seclusion and self-hate, and, of course, shame. Are you shaming us? That's certainly not something I'd expect from an esteemed upperclassman such as yourself. Tim sighs, looking extremely disappointed. I expected so much more from such a dignified house. I'm certainly glad that I'm not in Ravenclaw now. Talking behind people's backs like that, and stooping to such low acts of petty prejudice, I would think that you'd attempt to have a clearer argument. Now, I'm going to go back to the Gryffindor table, and you can use the time between me finishing my breakfast and first class to come up with an acceptable rebuttal. But please take into consideration that you are arguing with a first-year Slytherin, and my house is known for, and I quote, Tim air quotes, keeping long records of insults upon our name. And if I get detention for this, then I will gladly scrub toilets for the rest of the year, because at the very least, I have left this entire hall slightly more well-informed for their future uses of stereotypes and bigotry. Good day. With that, Tim turns on his heel and walks back to where he was about to sit down. And Roy is not kidding. He has never felt this ridiculously happy in his life. Your brother, Roy whispers, is amazing. Jason is still staring at the Ravenclaw. I don't think I've seen Tim do that since that one time with social services. Good to know he still got it, I think. Amazing, Roy swears. He is in love. Like, wow. He doesn't think he's ever seen someone deliver such a good verbal smackdown. He's 11. Wow. You should have seen him when he was 8, Jason replies. Smaller words, yeah, but still crazy scary. I think that's around the same time he started memorizing the dictionary. Your brother, Roy sighs. Your brother. Tim is primly eating his breakfast, the tips of his ears a faint pink, while his friends crowd around him. All the other Slytherins in the room are practically preening. And let today be known as the day that the Slytherins trounced the Ravenclaws, Jason whispers. Trounced. According to Jason, Tim did not get detention for his speech in the Great Hall, but he did get 15 points deducted for disruption. But Professor Bertinelli, head of the Slytherin House, awarded him 50 points for paying attention in History of Magic, and another 10 for standing up for his house. He also got a strongly worded letter from Bruce, reminding him to tone it down a little when he decides to go on one of his rants, but otherwise he was very proud. The entire Slytherin house seems to have made it their mission to target that single Ravenclaw for the rest of the year. Or at least, until he apologizes to the house as a whole. Your brother is terrifying, Roy says, as they're walking to Quidditch practice. And he's 11. Why aren't you that cool? Hey, Jason huffs. My talents lie elsewhere. What, You're going to ditch me for Tim because he uses fancy words and makes people piss their pants when he opens his mouth? If I said yes, how offended would you be? The end.